Hello there, Padawans. Welcome to another episode of Pod Between Worlds Holonet Live. I'm Steve, and today is July 9th. Here's the rundown. First up, we have a new article on StarWars.com. This is an article that sums up all the interviews that have been taking place on StarWars.com since the 40th anniversary of Empire Strikes Back. This article digs into the 15 things that top things and highlights of what they've learned from the interview series with some of the with like George Lucas, Joe Johnson, and more. Yesterday, I mentioned one of the articles that they recently got into with Ben Burtt about the sound, or that might have been a couple days ago, but this article does give a lot of insight into, say, like the AT-ATs or Yoda or Boba Fett. So check this article out if you've missed all the interviews and just want to see the huge highlights on them. Go to this article. It should be at the top of their news and blog of StarWars.com. Again, it's Empire at 40, 15 things we learned from the interview series. Side note, Empire Strikes Back came out on May 21st, 1980. May 21st is my birthday, so let's fucking go. Second up, today, Solo, A Star Wars Story, is now out on Disney Plus. I've been waiting so long for this movie to come out on Disney Plus. I love this movie. I know a lot of people are kind of iffy about it and whatever, but Solo is a great movie. Check that out on Disney Plus. I am definitely going to be watching it this weekend. So again, Solo, A Star Wars Story is out on Disney Plus. Finally. Third, we got an article from Screen Rant from actually, it looks like it was a couple days ago, but there was some canceled Battlefront 4 art revealed that showed the light side Vader and what that in evil Luke Skywalker, what that means. There is a picture and I'll drop the link in the description. There was a leaked concept design of how Vader would have looked as a Jedi Knight. And then it actually shows Luke, an evil Luke, Skywalker, I guess just looks like he's a Sith. So definitely, I'll put the link in the description. Definitely cool to check out. Battlefront 4 was supposed to be one of the sequels. I know they only got up to Battlefront 2, but there was supposed to be a third and a fourth, apparently, and obviously those haven't come to fruition. So this is some leaked concept art. It's pretty cool. I've never seen Anakin in this light, particularly, or Luke being shown as evil, I guess, in this sense. So it's kind of cool that they were thinking about this for the upcoming video games. They should have just done this in Battlefront 2, I would think. But, you know, whatever. That's that's just some concept art. So check that out. That's Screen Rant. Star Wars Battlefront 4 Darth Vader concept art is the title. And then last but not least, if you haven't seen it, go watch composer Ludwig Göransson's music video for The Mandalorian. He's the one who wrote the song. It's an amazing music video. It gives me the chills, the vibes of Mandalorian, obviously, the theme song. One of the great pieces of Star Wars music. Now, a lot of people recognize, obviously, John Williams has done a lot of the scores for the movies and stuff, and obviously the music is relevant or sticks out for Star Wars. You know it's Star Wars once you hear that music. Well, the same goes with this piece, the Mandalorian theme. Once you hear this song, you just know Star Wars right away, Mandalorian. I cannot wait for October to come around for season 2. I'm super excited, but if you want to watch the music video, which is pretty cool, it shows him playing the instruments behind the theme. Go check that out. It's on Vanity Fair. I'll put the link in the description. But yeah, awesome, awesome music, awesome theme. Definitely, gonna go on a little bit of a rant, but definitely feel that this is one of the bright spots of Star Wars and where, that they don't need to necessarily always go back to John Williams' score for music. I mean, this piece is just unique itself. It's awesome. So I hope that they keep going with a mix of everything, because as much as you want original stuff, you definitely have to use a little bit, like say the Force theme, for instance. Using that in future Star Wars works, I think, will be awesome, just because you know it's Star Wars. Once you hear it, you know the theme, you know everything that's going on. Same thing with this theme with the Mandalorian. You know right away, Mandalorian, badass, space western, awesome. So again, check this out. It's on vanityfair.com. Other than that, leave with a little tidbit that this Sunday we're doing our live podcast. It'll be on Twitch, and we're having a guest on Star Wars Origins. Make sure to follow him on Instagram. Huge Star Wars fans. We're going to be diving into some origin stories as well as a Q&A, all Star Wars. It's going to be awesome. Check it out. Other than that, make sure to subscribe to our YouTube. Ollie just dropped a new video actually on Thrawn, like I mentioned yesterday. So check that out if you haven't yet. And then make sure to subscribe to our podcast services. I'll be doing this every day, just bringing you the news and any updates going on in the Star Wars universe. I hope you like it. And leave a review. Let us know how we're doing. If you like the show, the reviews really help us. They support us with the podcast and everything we're doing for Star Wars content. So really, really appreciate the support. Other than that, catch you later, Padawans.